A Thought for Your Pennies is hosted by Shauna and Squeaky and explores ways to save money and tips to avoid scams, all while they share their own stories along the way. Get in touch by calling 970-425-3060 or emailing penniespod@gmail.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to A Thought for Your Pennies. I'm Shauna, and this is Squeaky.
Hey, I'm Squeaky, and I don't understand why we don't eat spiders, but we do eat crabs.
That is an interesting reflection, Squeaky. Today, we're going to be talking about HVAC and all the different ways that you can save on heating and cooling with a very special guest today, Squeaky's former roommate and my brother, Steven. Steven, you want to say hi?
Hello, people in the podcastiverse.
Are we explaining that he's a roommate, or what are we rolling with here?
However you want to describe your relationship, it's no business of mine.
He didn't want the camera. He's just too embarrassed, I think.
No, yeah. He looks great. He looks just like me, but beard from here down. But anyway, we're going to talk about HVAC later. The first part we're going to go over is some stories, starting with Steven's story, since he has such a great connection with us here. And Steven, do you want me to tell about the giant rubber band story, or do you want to describe what happened first?
I don't really recall the giant rubber band story. It's a story you tell a lot, but I don't listen when you're talking.
Okay.
Wow. Right.
That you just told me you listen to this podcast, so I don't know. Do you just mute me out and listen to Squeaky?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Well, so I used to work in this warehouse, and we would get these giant pallets of boxes delivered that were computer parts, and they were secured with these pallet-sized rubber bands. And so I had these giant rubber bands, and I was like, I have a younger brother at home. I'm going to bring these to him.
Pallet-sized? Like they wrap the band all the way around the pallet, like for like holding like a fridge on or something?
Yeah.
So like they're exercise bands.
Yeah, they're huge. They're like 3-4 foot, but they're not exercise bands because they're like very thick. They're not thin. And so I brought the box of rubber bands to Steven, and then Steven's like, thank you. And then I never hear anything about it. 2 months later, Steven comes home with this VHS tape, this videotape, and he's like,
wow,
let's watch this. Yeah. So I'm like, okay, so we put the tape in. And it rolls to on a dirt road in Nebraska. Steven's there, and he has this very long rubber band chain that is going across the road. One end of it is on a fence post, and the other end of it he's trying to get across the street onto another fence post. And facing the rubber bands is a car revving up. So I think they were planning to drive the car into the rubber bands to see... I'm not sure exactly. This is teenage boys.
Hang on.
Inspired by Jackass at its peak.
Hang on. Steven, you don't remember this?
No, you've got to remember I've been run over, fallen out of, hit by everything under the sun with a car. So this is like a very mediocre story.
Yeah. This is
you're going to have to tell us the time where you got hit by the car you were driving.
Okay, yeah, that's one of my better stories.
Okay, so after rubber bands, that'll contextualize rubber bands for the audience.
So Steven is trying to get this rubber band to go on the post across the road, and every time he lifts up the rubber band and puts it down, it sends a ripple wave through the rubber band line to the point where it comes up off the post on the other side of the road, and you can see his face where he's like, oh, no. As he's saying no, the giant rubber band hits him in the chest, knocks him off of his feet and onto the ground. And I was like, oh, okay, great.
My only
glad I gave you all these rubber bands.
My only takeaway from that is that the V in Vine stands for VHS. They're just that old and dead.
I dislocated my shoulder when you used me as a rope as tug of war.
Oh yeah, so this is me and my cousin Jason decided to use Steven as the rope for tug of war. So one of us was holding onto his arms, and the other one was holding your feet. I forget. I think I was your arms, right?
I don't know, because it was one arm and one leg. And
oh,
I was
yeah.
standing on the other foot, and you pulled the arm out of my socket. And then I dislocated the hip, I think the first time in martial arts, but I dislocated both hips and one arm, and I dislocated my hip again, and I know how to pop it back in and out.
Okay. The using you as a human rope dovetails into how you have scars from your family members, too, and I was the first person to give you a scar because you were a toddler standing underneath a clothesline that I was hitting with a stick, and I told you to move, and you were like, no, and I was like, fine, I'm going to keep hitting this clothesline. And then the stick went down on the clothesline and zipped across Steven's forehead and gave him a huge gash across his head. And he was so freaked by it that they couldn't put him under with baby anesthesia. And they didn't want to give him any more because he was really little. So our dad just held his head perfectly still while he got stitches awake.
Yeah, mom laid on top of me and dad held my head while the guy just stitched my forehead up.
That's right. And so you had a scar, a lightning-shaped scar on your forehead, which makes me...
Voldemort.
Voldemort, that's right.
I'm just stunned. I was trying to put a thing on my forehead, but, like, I got nothing. That's...
Yeah, so at one point in my life, I had a scar from each member of my immediately family. I had the forehead scar from you, Shauna. And
sorry
then
about that.
Mom gave me a scar by cutting my hair.
But that one was actually my fault, too.
Yeah, she was cutting my hair, and then you said
course.
Something about, you were looking for clothes for me, and you're like, I found underwear, or something like that, and I turned my head while she was cutting with the scissors close to my head, and she cut through the lobe of my ear.
Ow!
And gave me like a scar like someone had ripped an earring out. It was just straight through the bottom of the lobe.
Ow!
And then the one...
Yeah.
Dad
and then
gave
so mom
me.
Never cut our hair after that. After that, no. We always went to, but before that, she was just doing the bowl cut thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Just like that.
That was
okay.
us.
Okay,
and then people thought we were twins because we had the same exact haircut.
Yeah.
And we were almost the same height. And it was like, no, we just have we have matching bowl cuts is all. Like Asuko, she's a famous comedian that is now sporting that.
You don't want to tell how my
Wait,
dad gave me
Wait, you
got to
finish the scars, because the scar story, the finish one leads us back into our topic, which is HVAC.
We
right?
have
so
to finish it. Okay.
Right, so how did you get the
so
scar
the last
from
scar
our dad?
Was from my dad, and so I was brazing copper together, the suction line specifically, which is a quarter inch inside diameter, and he was in another room, and it had a bunch of slack in the line. Because I needed to get to it to solder
Pardon?
It.
Can I contextualize for the audience?
Yeah.
Okay. We brought you on for the HVAC episode, so I'm sure most people have figured out that, hey, you do HVAC stuff. But you've been at it
right.
for a long time, and you've been installing, and you weld, and you braze, and you install air conditioners and furnaces and all this kind of stuff. And you learned on the job with your father. It's one of those jobs, right?
Yeah.
So my dad went to school for it. In fact, my dad teaches. He teaches the course he took.
Neat.
And he taught. I started working with him when I was around 13, and I've been doing HVAC and home maintenance stuff ever since. And I'm what 38? I'll be 39 this year. So yeah,
one of those guys from the 1900s. Congratulations!
Yeah, been doing it for 25 years. You're not even 40 yet.
Yeah, and he just taught me how to do everything. So. I was like, I don't know, 14 or 15 at the time. I wasn't driving yet, but I was brazing the quarter inch line in. And he like said he was in the other room, and there was a bunch of slack in the line because it, you know, runs across the roof, but there was some slack in it so it could be down low enough for me to braze it without setting the house on fire. Because, you know, it's all in wood studs and all that stuff.
Yeah, and brazing, you have like a torch, and you have like an open flame, you're heating stuff, and you have solder and stuff. Yeah, okay.
Oxidizing, acetylene torch, and 15% silver solder. Anyway, so I braze it all together, and I go all the way around, and then I turn off the torch, and I'm inspecting it visually, and I have my head directly over it at this point, because you can see the bottom of it really easily, but to get up on the ladder and get
look over it is like the last part. You usually check it with a mirror, but I didn't have a mirror because mirrors keep breaking. And okay. So my dad.
Oh, I don't know why mirrors would just keep breaking around you, Stephen. You keep everything so careful.
Probably kept them in the pocket when he fell out of the car.
Right. Yeah.
So Pops yells. He's like, "Is it good?" And I'm like, "Yeah, it's good," because I just got done looking at it. So he immediately starts tightening the line, which brings it back up to the roof, which like garrots me around the neck and burns a hole, a big knot.
Oh, no.
In my neck as I'm being strangled on top of the ladder, and I can't fall down or get down or scream out or anything.
Oh, no.
You couldn't even scream?
I don't usually scream when I'm in pain. It's probably, you know, some sort of psychological problem I have.
you don't cry out for help.
No.
And if you want help screaming.
How big was the burn on your neck? Like a quarter sized, half dollar?
So it was like a quarter on one spot, but it was like teardrop shaped because of how the heat of the flame works. And it's copper, and copper spreads out heat really well. So the deepest part was like the size of a dime, but the whole scar was like the size of a quarter and a dime next to it on one side.
Is it on the side of your neck or the back of your neck?
It was right underneath my jaw because that's where I got caught.
Yeah, the phrasing you used was the pipe garroted you with the burning part?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, just that's like a step away from horror movie nonsense, man. That's okay.
Yeah, but I was eventually just, you know, able to pull on it enough and Dad let go because he's like, "What the f*** is he doing?" And I was able to get my head back out from underneath it. But yeah, I had a scar for a long time just right underneath my right jawbone.
But
I don't have that scar anymore.
Yeah, your scars have healed over?
Yeah, all except for the one you gave me. It's almost gone.
Wow.
And it's barely noticeable. It's just a wrinkle now.
You barely look like Harry Potter, huh?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I'm barely Voldemort then? Mm-hmm. Well, Squeaky, did you ever see HVAC stuff when you were living with Steven?
Oh, like all the time. He fixed a bunch of our stuff. Are they good stories? Do they follow up flaming hot copper garrote or hitting yourself with a car?
I mean, I thought the story you told was pretty good.
Oh, the spider one? Sure. Yeah. So this is more about being Steven's roommate than anything. I'm trying to say this politely, but you're carefree with things that fall out of your pocket and off your person? Is that fair?
Sure. I mean, I mostly remember where my tools are.
Right, but otherwise you're like Pigpen.
Well, even like, then,
you're crawling through crawl spaces, you're crawling through attics, and you're leaving dust bunnies and clouds following you.
Oh, the big problem was like the sheet metal screws. Like you'd sit down on the couch and they'd just be like, "Ow, what is this?" And you reach down, you'd pull like a fistful of sheet metal screws out from between the couch, and one has worked its way up to stab your ass. But that's not super noteworthy. That happens, right? Sometimes you lose a screw. Sometimes you get stabbed by it. But every once in a while, Steven would just leave live spiders all over the place. More dead spiders, right? He wasn't trying to bring them home, but you went into crawl spaces, right?
Yeah, crawl spaces, attics, you know.
Yeah, so this one time I was just like, you know, cleaning this stuff up. I'm like vacuuming and stuff, and I'm like, what is going on? What is this? And I took it to the internet because I'm like finding all these spiders, and I'm like, what was a brown widow? And if you Google it, you can get the Wikipedia page for Latrodectus.
Wait, there's a brown widow?
Google, or go to Wikipedia, do Latrodectus geometricus. It's a less poisonous version of the black widow. So if it bites you, you're not dying. You probably want to call in sick to work, but you might not have to, right? But he had tons of these, and like living ones. He's like a weird colony of this thing.
Nah.
Yeah. Well, Steven, you work a hard job, and we appreciate all you're doing and also all the ways we're going to save money. We appreciate all the work you've done, and we're excited to get into the next segment where we talk about how you can save money on HVAC and also HVAC scams.
Thank you.